producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
For the Common Sense Club, Leon Francis, sitting in kind of dreary, not so sunny Southside Fargo this morning. Current temperatures here in Fargo are 57 degrees. It's 50 degrees out in Tioga, 61 out in Minot. In Bismarck, it's 53 degrees. Williston, 59. Grand Forks, 54. Over there in Minnesota. In Alexandria, it's 55 degrees. Same in Fergus Falls, Breckenridge, 54, 57 in Crookston, Detroit Lakes, 55, Park Rapids, 58 beautiful degrees. In Aberdeen, it's 55, Sisseton, 50, and in Watertown, it is 56, and still not cold enough. Still not cold enough to kill off all the mosquitoes. What is going on with that? Man, I see the planes, I hear the buzzing, and still you go outside, you have your coffee or whatever your beverage will be, and you're just attacked by mosquitoes. What's going on with that? Vector control, where are you right now? Anyway, that's the only complaining I'm going to do this morning. And for the folks that know me, you got to take that with a grain of salt, because what I do sometimes is complain. Common sense ranting. Anyway, a couple of stories that are on my mind this morning, and feel free to weigh in whenever you feel the fancy, whenever you hear something that cheeses your grits, trips your trailer, floats your boat, call in 855-200-1776, extension 2 gets you live on air. And in case you're a new listener, just say, you're driving along in your car and you hear something that just really gets you going. The rant line, that's 855-217-76, extension 1, anytime, day or night, 24 hours a day, you can pick up that phone, dial that number, and just let it go. Like the movie. What's the name of that movie that all the kids are all enamored with? Let It Go. I'm not going to sing on the air because it would ruin your morning commute. It would be coffees everywhere and all of that kind of stuff. I don't remember the name of the... What? Frozen. That's what it is. Let It Go. Get on the rant line. Let It Go. 855-217-76. Extension 2. Extension 1, and you just let it go all over the rant line. That's what it's for, people. Common sense. Now, couple of things that are on my mind this morning. I don't know how many of you heard, and we're going to tie all of this in to North Dakota politics and then the broader national politics. I want to know what goes through your head when you hear like a Democrat or a liberal say something like social contract? And I'm going to take a step back. What are you thinking about right now? Say I'm Nancy Pelosi or Harry Reid, and I go, we need to do things that will strengthen the social contract. What goes through your head? Do you cringe? Do you? Yesterday, at the folks at the Petroleum Council's annual meeting, they were treated to that term, a social contract. And from the folks that were there, there was an audible gasp when he said that. And I want to know from you, before I give you my 2 cent word, what do you think about when you hear that term, social contract? That's what I want to know from you. 855-200-1776, extension 2. And you can tell me what's on your mind whenever you hear, you know, the term social contract. Especially, I mean, if John Locke was talking about the social contract, I don't think I'd be so, you know, worried. But when I hear that term out of the mouth of a Democrat, I cringe, man. And I want to know what you think about. You hear a candidate and he's talking about social contract. And we're talking about the fact that he wants to be he wants to be a deciding voice when it comes to energy here in North Dakota. And again, this is Ryan Taylor that we're talking about here. He wants to be a deciding voice on, you know, energy matters here. How do you think that that's going to look, especially when he's throwing around the term social contract? Think about it. In my head, I'm thinking, I have this automatic liberal translator. So when I hear social contract coming from Ryan Taylor, I'm thinking tax and regulate. That's what he means. And that's just me. That is just me. And another reason this should, you know, not to scare folks or whatever, but when you're looking at a candidate, and especially, you know, if you got someone like Ryan Taylor running, you got to think about, you know, what the agenda here is. There's no difference, none at all, between a socialist here in North Dakota and a socialist in Washington, D.C. There is absolutely no difference. The agenda is present. The agenda is there. And the only difference is location, in my humble opinion. So just because he's a North Dakota boy doesn't mean he's not a socialist all the same. Well, I'm not going to say he's a socialist. He just plays one very well whenever he's got a mic in front of his face. Anyway, let me walk. Should I walk that back? I should probably walk that back. Anyway, I want to know, what do you think? What do you think about when you hear that term social contract coming from a liberal? Now, one of my friends was at a school board meeting the other day, and one of the liberal hoity-toities on the school board used this term when speaking about our children. Check this out. Tell me how this grabs you. They called our kids social capital. What's up with all the social stuff? I mean, what's up with all the socialism? Just to give you an idea of where our country is headed. So out there in Jefferson County, I believe it's in Colorado, there's this huge debate, protests, kids walking out of school, parents lining in the streets, teachers, hair on fire, everybody's in a tizzy. Can you tell me why? Here, I'll tell you. The reason why is a bunch of, and in all the media spin is horrid, horrid this way. The media spin is the school board was pretty much hijacked by, air quotes, evil conservatives. And now they want their history to be pro-American. They're sick of the demonization of American history. So the socialists in there are all, you know, they got their undies in a bunch because they want to promote all the things that are good and decent in our society. One of the things that they are railing against is capitalism, teaching free markets and that sort of thing. The way our country was founded on free markets and individual rights and things like that. Oh man, they are fit to be tied right now over there in Jefferson County. It worries me. And liberals, they come in all kinds of shapes, sizes, colors, ethnic backgrounds, social economic, whatevers. They come in all types. It takes all types. So we have to be very, very careful when folks are throwing around the term social contract. And that's just my humble opinion. I think I'm going to ask the Golden Girls, Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum, what comes to their mind when they hear the term social contract, and does it matter if it's from a conservative or from a liberal? We'll be right back with Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum right after this.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
All right, golfers, listen up. I know summer's slipping away, but fall is a great time for golf, and my friends at Chase on the Lake wanted me to invite you to beautiful Walker, Minnesota for a great deal. Fall golf is beautiful, all the colors. Well, here's your chance to play some top-notch courses while enjoying Leech Lake and Chase on the Lake Resort. The package includes one-night lodging in a classic hotel room, one dinner in the award-winning 502 restaurant, and one round of golf at either Tiana Country Club or Long Bowl Golf Club. If you go Sunday through Thursday, it's only $129, just $30 more for the weekend. Think about it. The rooms at Chase are spacious and wonderful, easily worth the $129 by themselves. Then you get golf at a championship golf course. Throw in a meal at the 502, you're coming in at half price. Room at Chase, round of golf at Tiana or Longbow, plus a meal at the 502. All that for $129 Sunday through Thursday or $30 more on the weekend. Go to chaseonthelake.com. Enter promo code Scott. Get this great fall golfing package. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We're back. We are back. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis. And the question that I am struggling with is, what do you think about when you hear, especially out of the mouth of a Democrat or a liberal, what do you think about when you hear the term social contract. Now, the Democratic Ag Commissioner candidate, Ryan Taylor, used this at the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting yesterday. And from the folks that I've spoken to that were there, they said it was an audible gasp when he used that term. I want to know from you, what do you think about when you hear the term social contract? And Blanquita Cullum is our political commentator on the right side of thinking, chock full of common sense. So I want to ask you that question. What do you think about when you hear the term social contract? And does it matter if it comes from a conservative or from a liberal?
Difference. And let me tell you, Leon, you know, my program, The Hard Question, which has dealt with the issues on energy and oil and gas and coal, one of the things that these guys have said to me that makes them really nervous is the fact that when you talk about a social contract, they are inundated. I mean, inundated with a lot of rules and regulations that come from the Environmental Protection Agency, from all these different branches of government that are in there trying to make these rules that are never seen by the members of the Congress, you know, legislation that's put down on these independent oil companies. We're not talking the big ones. We're talking the smaller ones, because 80% of the oil companies in this country are small companies. And so you've got somebody that's a bureaucrat that's never even worked in an oil field or in a coal industry or in wind or any of those things, coming down with rules and regulations that basically have never seen the desk of a member of Congress that was duly elected. So I can imagine that they completely gasped and are sitting there trying to figure out, okay, how do we start trying to fight this thing before it takes off the ground? And boy,
right,
you know they're going to put their money in on people that are not going to be trying to hamper the success of the energy industry.
And it's something else that kind of goes along with this is we have Measure 5 on the ballot and this year, later on in this year. And what I see from there is folks like the Sierra Club and different other environmental groups. I think this is an attempt by the flat earthers, the Enviro Nazis out there, to get a foothold here in North Dakota. And, you know, seriously, we are doing great in the energy sector. Yeah.
And especially now that you have this country bombing into the oil fields, small oil fields into Syria, but they're trying to hit ISIS. You don't think there's not going to be some sort of retaliation? Now it's incumbent upon the leadership to protect the energy industry and energy security, since it's going to be the first thing that's threatened, not try to kind of trip it up and impede it where you've got success in places like North Dakota. My God, you ought to be sitting out there celebrating that the country should feel somewhat safe because we've got the success in your state.
Oh man, it worries me. And when I hear folks like Ryan Taylor speaking, I cringe because I know
vote
what's
him
coming.
Out of office.
No, he's trying to get he's a candidate. He's the Democratic Ag Commissioner, not commission candidate.
He's the one to stop. I mean, honestly, this is time for people to vote with a lever. Get out of their houses. Get the old folks out. Get the younger voters. Make sure that you have people that are, if you need, they need babysitters, babysit. I mean, help them get out to vote en masse.
Right. And we also need to vote against Measure 5 also. And I'm going to tell you folks, when I hear social contract coming out of someone like Ryan Taylor, I think tax and regulate. That's what
right.
I think. So there you go. Another question that I
was going to say, and who gets hit the hardest? It's young people moms and dads. It's people trying to run businesses. It's the average rank and file, and that guy, you know, he's the one that's going to be taking advantage of anyone that's starting to earn some money. I mean, it's a terrible situation. It puts the poverty rate, it raises it. And we just saw how the increase and how many more people are unemployed, and those people that are not even on the rosters because they're not admitting they're unemployed.
Right, right. It's a bad deal all the way around. I do want to get your a take on the Jefferson situation down there in Jefferson County. Now, and in case you haven't heard about it, so the Jefferson County School Board, a bunch of conservatives. Well, and the way it's being spun is you got a bunch of crazy conservatives on the school board, and now they want to teach patriotism and this and that. I don't see anything wrong with that, but there's been protests. Kids are walking out of school and that whole thing. And from where I stand is I see absolutely nothing wrong with one wanting to promote all that's good and decent in our country. Not whitewash it in any by any stretch of the imagination, but not browbeat America, because this is the greatest country on the face of the planet. And I'm not just saying that because I'm an American. I'm saying that because that's a fact. And I just want to know, what do you think of the protests, the fact that in the media, they are being portrayed.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. We're going to be sending out young men and women who are, you know, 18 years and up to go out there and serve in the American military, being able to put their lives on the line, not just in war, but in places like Nigeria with Ebola. And you don't think it would be nice to know that they had a real comprehension of the country that they're fighting for? The country that they're serving, because it's a volunteer army. We sit there and say, well, how is it possible? They flip over and they start wanting to work for ISIS. If we're sitting there protesting the fact that we want to teach them about why this country's great, one of the things that when I was working and overseeing Voice of America, the places in the Middle East were complaining because the programs they wanted to hear was about the American Revolution, about how what inspired those young people to want to fight to be able to create a country like the United States of America. I got to tell you, we've gone crazy. This is like Bizarro Land. This is like that weird scene in Superman where you get weird Superman. So I agree with you. I think that we can't look like we're trying to create some weirdness, but why should we be ashamed of the greatness that is this country? That's ridiculous.
And I say that, and sometimes I'm on TV on a round table, and we're discussing, you know, history, and I always say that. Yeah, we have had some rocky spots, but overall, this is an awesome country. Thank you, Blankita, for coming on the Common Sense.
Bye-bye.
And we'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club right after this.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
In the radio business, the fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising. And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2, and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew, his son Ryan, all of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny of financing for 3 years, plus there's more, a 2-year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana 2, for a great deal on Case IH combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze-Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew. Butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze-Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Back. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis, and we have on the line Kirsten Lombard, and she's over there at Resounding Books. But before we delve into the whole Common Core debacle, and that's what it is in my opinion, talk about federal overreach. I mean, my goodness. I want to go to Bob because he's been waiting for almost 15 minutes here. So, Bob, in grass. And what's on your mind?
Thanks, Leon. Morning. I thank you for taking my call. I got something that's really bothering me here. You know, what was that real quick that liberals said that you said classified our children as what?
Social capital.
Yeah, social capital. Here we go. More attacks on the children. I tell you, listen, Leon, I'm a Christian. I'm a husband. I'm a father, and I'm a veteran. And I just heard on Fox News, just at the top of the hour, that I think it's Clark County, Nevada, the school district there is on the verge of teaching sex education to five-year-olds, including body anatomy and sexual orientation. It's disgusting. Now, you combine that with just recently the United States Air Force deemed it necessary to remove the so help me God portion of their oaths of office when
wow.
They swear in. Now, you see these things happening and the attack on, you know, the attack and the discrimination against God and Christians across this country and the assault on, you know, the next generation of kids. I mean, it's downright diabolical. And when I hear the term social contract, I immediately hear socialism.
Oh, yes. And that's what we're talking about, me and Kirsten Lombard. We're going to be talking about a Common Core and the fact that these folks don't see our kids the way we see them. My Facebook post today was a quote that I heard that basically says that our kids, childhood is not a race to see how quickly a kid can read and write and count. It's a small window of time to learn and develop at the pace in which is right for each individual child. Our kids grow up quickly. They should be nurtured as an individual at their own pace, not by a pace set by elitists in Washington and in Silicon Valley. And that's what I believe. And you're spot on, Bob, and thank you for the call. If we allow what's going on now to continue, I mean, I talked about what's going on in Colorado, in Jefferson County, the fact that we're going to raise a generation of children who are detached from the greatness that is America and who are basically cookie-cutter carbon copies of what the elitists in Silicon Valley and in Washington want our kids to be. Not what they actually are. This is like a workforce project that they've got our kids in. It's a big experiment in socialism and workforce. But that's just my humble opinion. I want to get the opinion of an actual expert, which is why I invited Kirsten Lombard on. So I want to welcome you to the Common Sense Club.
Good morning, Leon. Thanks so much for having me on.
Not a problem. And you are the author of Common Ground on Common Core, correct?
I'm the editor, actually. I wrote a preface for the book, but really what I did is I gathered about 18 essays by people who come from across the political spectrum, all of whom think that Common Core is a very bad thing and needs to go away, and I put them in a book together, and it's pretty extraordinary book. You've got some people in here who you wouldn't ever expect to agree with you, but they absolutely do.
Well, and that's something else. Okay, we had Dr. Sandra Stotsky here in Fargo and in Bismarck last week. Our governor and Jack Dalrymple, he's a Republican. He's a good guy on the whole, but he made very little of the movement here to stop Common Core in North Dakota. Called us extremists. We've been called a small but visceral minority, folks that don't know what we're talking about. It is stateless. I mean, just the whole gamut. We do not get a good rep here in North Dakota, even with our own, what folks we think we would identify. So I want to ask you, what is that all about?
It's a really good question. It's a fair question. And we have the same, just so you know, we have the same problem here in Wisconsin. We have a Republican governor. We have a Republican-controlled legislature. And yet, you know, over the past year and a half, we couldn't get one helpful bill passed to either stop or slow Common Core. So this is definitely not a partisan thing. It is both Republicans and Democrats, liberals and conservatives, who have jumped on board this Common Core train and refused to get off of it, no matter how many pieces of evidence we provide that this is a mess. What is that about? I think, frankly, it comes down to a couple of things, Leon, one of which is money. And there is a ton of money to be made off of our children through this initiative. We are talking about direct marketing to children in the classroom. We're talking about all the money that's going to be made off of the IT infrastructure that goes in to support the tests and quote-unquote 21st century classroom learning with all of the computer screens and the data storage and you name it. I mean, there's a ton of money to be made.
Oh man, and I've spoken about, I mean, at length, ad nauseum almost, about the data mining and
yes.
The fact that, like, things like what Bob brought out, the sex ed, the disgusting books that Minnesota would be classified as pornography. You can go to jail if you gave this book to a kid over there in, I think it's called Perfectly Normal. I mean, just all sorts of insidious things that are wrapped up in this Common Core agenda. And the folks that say, hey, wait a minute, you know, we need to look at this thing first. We are deemed extremist by folks in our own party and the folks in Washington. I don't understand it, but I do. do understand it. Your connection, and I know you're one of those grassroots type of gals. The Wisconsin 912 Project comes to mind, that sort of thing. I want to ask you, what do you know about folks like Dr. Duke Pesta and Sandra Stotsky? Are they extremists?
No, I would not say they're extremists. I would say that depending on what part of the political spectrum you fall along, different voices are probably going to speak to you in different ways, and some of those voices may be easier for you to hear than others depending on what they're talking about. And I think that's the value of a book like Common Ground on Common Core, is that you have a little bit of everyone in here. I've got literally people in this book who identify as radical leftists, all the way to libertarians, and you know, everybody in between.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, yet they all agree that this is a bad thing, that Common Core and the initiatives that are associated with it are bad and need to go away. And the essays are powerful. I mean, there are moms who are talking about, you know, what this has wrought at home in terms of the psychological state of their children. There's a social worker who talks about the cutting behavior and the wetting the bed and the having to go back and sleep with parents that this kind of psychological state has induced, you know, the pressure of the high-stakes testing, the pressure of the kinds of homework these kids are being asked to do, the learning models under which they are being forced to learn that do not fit. This kind of stuff is happening. We have a woman who's talking about the kinds of model legislation that are being developed that really are being then, like, pushed across the United States to be passed in various states, and how that's facilitating data mining on children and direct marketing to them in the classroom. I mean, there's some very, very, very powerful arguments being made in this book.
Oh, wow. Definitely need to pick that book up. Where can we pick that book up? Common Ground on Common Core.
You can't quite yet, but we're almost there. I am literally in the process now of formatting the digital versions and waiting for some changes to be made to the book cover before all of the digital and the print versions will be available. So the thing to do is to watch our Facebook page or our website, and we should have, you know, announcements out very soon about the availability. The website is resoundingbooks.org, and the Facebook page is Resounding Books, and I also cut and paste updates about the progress on the book on Facebook, so you can keep very closely apprised of the availability.
ResoundingBooks.org. I am chomping at the bit. I want to get my is it going to be available like in my iTunes, my iBooks store?
It will actually be available. It will actually only be available on the Resounding Books website. It's going to be only there.
Okay.
However, there are going to be two different digital formats. So whether you have a Kindle or an Apple e-reader of some sort or a Nook, you'll be able to get a format that will work for you.
Good deal, good deal. And I'm sitting here, I'm thinking about some of the examples that you're giving here, and you're absolutely right. When you get in there and you try to tinker with the kids of makeup, especially when it's so far away from what the parents want and what is normal in the kid's life, you absolutely have a negative impact on the kid. And I don't think we're getting that. I don't think that enough of the folks that are supposed to be the educators and the folks we look to, you know, handle educating our kids, I don't think they're even considering that. This is a broad experiment on their part, and they're using our kids as guinea pigs, in my humble opinion.
They absolutely are using our children as guinea pigs, and unfortunately, teachers are being leveraged in ways that they don't want to be leveraged either. And there's another great essay in the book by a very concerned teacher who basically just comes out and says, "Look, we're being turned into proctors in our own classrooms. We don't even get to decide what we're teaching anymore. They're telling us what we have to teach, and if we don't, we're in trouble."
That is, and I've heard that before right here in North Dakota, as a matter of fact. Kirsten, do you have like 2 minutes on the other side of the break? I got two more questions for you. Do you have a couple of minutes?
I sure do.
Good deal. We'll be right back with Kirsten Lombard, Common Ground on Common Core, Resounding Books. We'll be right back.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
New York City at Christmas time. It's magical. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnom. Together with the North Dakota Farm Bureau, inviting you to enjoy a New York City holiday. 4 nights in Manhattan, the Big Apple, beginning December 7th. Join my wife, Maria, and I, and lots of good folks from all across the region as the North Dakota Farm Bureau has put together a great package at a great price. It's all-inclusive. That's right, New York City. Even before the first snowflakes fall, the city transforms into a magical Christmas wonderland. Lights and decorations and skaters in Central Park and the Rockettes kicking up their heels in Radio City. It's going to be fantastic. This trip includes everything. The tours, the Broadway show, the Statue of Liberty, everything you need to see, plus 4 nights in the wonderful Belvedere Hotel. This place is amazing. 6 meals, 4 breakfasts, 2 dinners, a professional tour director. It's incredible. And it's at a great price. Membership has its benefits, so check it out at ndfb.org. The North Dakota Farm Bureau, ndfb.org. Join us in New York City this Christmas.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Back, we are back talking a little common sense with Kirsten Lombard from Resounding Books, Common Ground on Common Core. I like speaking to folks like Kirsten because this is the Common Sense Club. So folks that come on and they're chock full of common sense, I want to get them as much airtime as possible. So thank you for giving us some of your time. I know there was a little mix up with scheduling, so I am pleased as punch that you can make the time to come on today.
Oh, it's great to finally be here. Thank you so much.
We got to do this again because time is short, but I do have a question to ask you. What is with this? We elect folks to represent us here at the local level. What is with their timidity, their weak kneed, jelly spined response to the feds? I mean, it seems to me that everyone from our governor to our DPI are all caving to the whim of the federal government when these are the folks that we elected to look out for our best interests. I don't see it. Do you have an answer for that?
Boy, I wish I had a good one. I think that there are a couple of things that happen, or well, several things, but one of them is that we are not at the local level choosing candidates for the most part who we can depend on. We are allowing the parties to choose people that they can control. And that is a very, very dangerous thing to do because that is how they work it. I mean, I've got situations in Wisconsin where leadership has literally been asked, you know, why didn't you back the guy with principle? And they said very plainly, because we knew that we could not control them. And
then
they have a very different agenda than we have a good portion of the time.
So their idea, and these are folks in our own party, as a matter of fact, their idea of winning is not our idea of winning. When I think of a candidate, and I spoke at a District 24 meeting the other day, I think it was last week, and that's what I was talking about. We need to promote conservative candidates, folks that will represent us. But what I'm hearing is the grand old party and both parties, as a matter of fact, their version of winning is, you know, getting enough people to vote their way, not getting people who will bring their constituents concerns and questions and that sort of thing to the fore, to Washington or to Bismarck, and then dealing with those concerns and not marginalizing those folks. So in my humble opinion, we have a broken system here. What do we do? But that's a discussion for another.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But I think a good thing that what we need to realize is that until we start to get really active in the political scene at the local level and start creating a bench of candidates who are principled, who we can count on, we are going to get more of the same. It's that simple. We can't allow the parties to make these decisions anymore.
Absolutely. I said we need to look for candidates who use Reagan's three-legged stool approach to conservatism. And if not, you know, the two legs don't stand. So there you go. But when your book is available and we can pick this book up and we read it, when we get to that last page, what are we going to take away from reading Common Ground on Common Core?
Well, I think that there are there are two or three themes throughout the book, but one of the largest is that we have been divided on purpose and we've been divided falsely. There's rather a specialization of concerns that has developed along the political spectrum, and people on the left have been very concerned about the evils of, you know, quote unquote big business, and people on the right have been concerned about the evils of quote unquote big government. And what we need to realize is that when it comes to Common Core and a lot of our other problems, it's both. It is big government and big business holding hands. And until we understand that reality, that it is the two of them holding hands, and we start fighting the partnership, the public-private partnership behind all of this, we are going to continue to lose this battle. If we figure it out and we do start working together to fight the public-private partnership, I think we win.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kirsten. Kirsten Lombard, Common Ground on Common Core, resounding books. I will, as a matter of fact, I'm going to eagerly anticipate the release of this book, and I'll put it on my social media. Thank you for giving us some time this morning, and hopefully we'll have you back a couple of times before the book comes out and then after the book comes out. So
fantastic.
Thank you for your time.
I look forward to that. Thank you so much, Leon. Have a great day.
You do the same. There you go. It's some common sense from over there in Wisconsin. now, the What's On Your Mind is coming up next. Scott, I started to call him Scott Mitchell. What is up with that, man? How does that even fly? Anyway, Scott Hannon, Todd Mitchell, What's On Your Mind, a couple of things that are on my mind, and I want you to discuss this with Scott and Todd. What do you think about when you hear social contract? Is your kid social capital? I mean, wow. When you hear someone like Ryan Taylor say social contract, what goes through your mind? Think about it and discuss on What's On Your Mind coming up right after this break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The feds are trying to ban your right to own body armor. It is crucial to purchase your body armor before it is too late and another one of your rights are taken away. KD Armor has the most affordable level 3 armor on the market today. KD Armor withstands up to 7.62 NATO rounds. Don't have your own body armor yet? Hurry before it's too late. Order yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it. Get some.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now, only at GCNLive.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com, PhilsGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.